Hey guys, welcome to PT with Pete. Today we're talking injuries. Alright, so injuries, and I mean, with where I work, I see quite a lot of injuries in the gym, whether it be in classes or the actual gym environment or people coming with pre-existing injuries. There's so many different variables that come into play when we talk about injuries. And the key thing I really want to get across to people is, and I really try and get this with my clients, is if you're not injured at the moment and you're doing something, whether it's in the gym or a class, and whatever you're doing, you end up getting an injury or a pain or something like that. So you go, you rest, which doctors will tell you to do most of the time. Now, you rest, and then once you feel better, you go straight back to exactly what you were doing before. Now, my issue with that is the reason you got an injury was something that happened before. Whether that's, poor movement pattern, whether it's excessive load, whether it's all of the above, whether it's posture. There could be so many different variables. You could be adding too much weight to the movement before you're ready. Like, so many different things. But if you injure yourself and you haven't found the cause of the issue, I'm talking severe issues, not like you tripped and fell. Obviously, that's a really obvious one. What happened there? You found the cause of that fairly quickly, probably when your face hit the floor. But what I'm saying is that you know the cause of. If you hurt your back doing a class or lifting weights and then you just rest and come straight back to what you were doing before, what's to stop you from injuring yourself further if you don't fix what happened in the first place? So I see a physio every couple of weeks. I have a structural issue in terms of my hips. If you didn't know, I have actually two screws fused to my spine. So I 100% understand injuries, specifically back injuries. Now, talking to my physio, and obviously we relate quite a lot being in similar professions, and we had a talk about this, and they said that quite often they get people coming to the physio with an injury or some kind of discomfort or pain, and they're like, oh, like, let's say my back's really sore. So the expectation is to see the physio, get a bit of a massage, make it feel better right then and there, and then they leave. And quite often they don't actually do the exercises or the rehabilitation that the physio prescribes them. I mean, I've been one of those people that I'm like, oh, completely forgot. Now, what happens is they keep doing what probably caused their back pain in the first place, and then they go back and see the physio again and their back's sore again. But they're going in a cycle and they're not actually doing anything to prevent what happened in the first place. They're not addressing the cause of the issue. What they're doing is they're just treating the symptoms. So this is a problem that I see all the time. Is people come and see me or they see someone, they're like, oh, I just got a really sore back. And you're like, okay, like, what? Let's find why that is. Now, this could be years of pain and you're not going to be able to fix it straight away, but by starting to look at why they have back pain in the first place is the first step. Obviously, you want to limit their pain as much as possible. You're not going to take them through something that's going to increase their pain. You're going to try and take that away and then start to work towards each step fixing this issue in the first place, the root cause of it. All right? Don't treat the symptoms, treat the problem. Quite often, if you find, now going to another area, if you have knee pain, for example, what's the chance that it's actually just the knee? Or it's coming from either end, so it's coming from feet and ankles or hip and back. How many of you have had knee pain and you've gone and seen the physio and they've treated something other than your knee? Or they've massaged the knee, for example, and then they've sent you on your way. How many physios do you know that just give you a little bit of a massage, don't give you any rehab exercises and say, come back and see me? Honestly, they're probably just taking your money at that point because they're not actually addressing anything. Sure, they're taking away a bit of pain at the start, but if you're not fixing something that caused it, what's the point?